walking meditation. 25 minutes, ring the bell. Then we'll come back and practice metta. I'll be here if anybody has questions. Attitudes are normally put as three major ones, from selfishness to generosity, from hatred to love, from cruelty to compassion. But you can take any vice, and whatever is opposite, whatever is the opposite, that's what you want. Metta, goodwill, has its root in the idea of friendliness. So it's all the qualities you'd expect of yourself as a good friend. And you can see how, if those are established, the other illimitables, as they're called, arise naturally. So when a friend falls into misfortune, there's a natural desire to help. Compassion arises naturally. In the same way, if they have good fortune, you're happy for them. They're called illimitables because the heart can be developed indefinitely. There's no limit to how much love you can develop. They're also known as the Brahma Viharas. Brahma was, of course, the great creator god of early Hinduism. And the Buddha demoted him to being just the best of all gods, by which he meant the most beautiful state of mind. So love, compassion, generosity, gratitude, all these are very beautiful states. And we can develop them. Just as we've skillfully developed depression, anger, and all the rest of it. The way we do it is just this repetition of blessings. And what we're doing is they're acts of will, they're intentions. And when we empower an idea with an intention, then it begins to create a habit. The important thing to remember is it's not an emotion. So if you're thinking to develop this great big, warm heart glowing in all directions, then you're going to be disappointed, I think. It's more to do with developing an attitude, a way of being, a way of relating, relationship. It doesn't mean the heart doesn't respond. It does, of course. But then the danger is that you start doing it in order to feel good. But the fact of the matter is that you're developing goodwill even if you don't feel like doing it. You can still be kind and generous, you can still be compassionate even though you yourself feel down. The classical or the traditional blessings are may you be safe from all danger, from outside and from within ourselves. May you be well, healthy, may you be happy, free of mental distress, and to live a life of ease. It's not an easy life, but to be contented, to live contented, and to live in harmony with the world. So sometimes the world isn't a pleasant place for us, but we work with it. May you be safe, well, and happy. May you live contented in harmony with the world. And we go through various categories. First of all, those particular ones. We start with people who've helped us, because when we recall our benefactors, it's easy to raise gratitude, and with gratitude it's easy to offer our goodwill. Then there are those who are near and dear to us. Then there are friends, people at work, whomever we wish. Neutral persons, so these are people that we see but don't know, such as neighbours, people we often travel with. Then we can turn that goodwill towards ourselves. If you find that's difficult, find a negativity towards doing that, a sense of aversion, just park that, by which I mean put it to the side. Turn your attention away from it. That's not the same as suppressing it, where you're doing it with aversion or fear. And then centre in on your own heart and just repeat into yourself these blessings. Don't worry about how you feel. Don't worry about how you're reacting. And then we can bring somebody into the good heart whom we're having difficulties with. Then we can open up outwardly, first of all, to each other, our present spiritual companions. We can relocate to where we live, to our neighbours and neighbourhood, to all the people in our country, to all the peoples of Europe, all people on earth, and finally to all beings in all directions. And when we get there, we'll do it in the six directions: before us, behind us, left, right, below and above. After that, there's a short exercise on how to develop determination, and a shorter version, a shorter way of developing goodwill. So let's begin by bringing to mind somebody or some people who've helped us in our lives. And as you picture them in your mind's eye, see, direct your good intentions towards them. May you be safe, well, and happy. May you live contented, in harmony with the world. And there are those who are near and dear to us. So again, as you can picture them in your mind's eye, may you be safe, well, and happy. May you live contented in harmony with the world. And there are friends, people at work, whomever we wish. Bring to mind neutral persons now, people or one person you see, but you don't know them. Turning now that stream of goodwill towards ourselves. It can be helpful to put your hand over your heart if you find this difficult. May I be safe, well, and happy. May I live contented, in harmony with the world. Into the heart of goodwill, we can bring in somebody whom we have difficulties with. Now beginning to radiate outwardly, first of all to each other here in this room. May we be safe, well, and happy. May we live contented in harmony with the world. relocating now to where we live, to our neighbors and neighborhood. From there, radiating outwards to all the people in our country. To all the peoples of Europe. All people on earth. And finally, to all beings. First of all, just have that sense of vast space, illimitable beings before you. All beings before you. May you be safe, well and happy. May you live contented in harmony with the world. All beings behind us. All beings to our left. All beings to our right. All beings below us. all beings above us. And to all beings in all directions. Brings to the end our little practice on metta. So here's an exercise which helps us to develop determination. There are four steps. I can resist temptation, and I can develop virtue. I can, I'm able to, I ought to, for my own benefit and the benefit of others. That's a personal responsibility. I want to, sometimes you have to cajole the heart, encourage it. And finally, when the occasion arises, I will resist that temptation, I will develop that virtue. Can we choose a trait within our personalities or characters that we see as unskillful, unwholesome? So I can resist it, I ought to for my own benefit and the benefit of others. I want to, and when the occasion arises, I will. Can, ought, want, and will. So let's repeat that three times within ourselves. In the same way, we can choose a virtue we'd like to develop. Can, ought, want, and when the occasion arises, will. Can, ought, want, and will. To draw practice to a close, just a slightly different way to develop metta. Just repeating these phrases to ourselves. May I be free of greed and selfishness. May I be free of anger and ill will. May I be free of fear and anxiety. May I be free of ignorance and delusion. May I be kind and gentle, sympathetic and benevolent. May I be forgiving and compassionate. May I be joyful and rejoice in the success of others. May I be peace-loving and calm. May I be liberated of all my sufferings. May I experience the peace and bliss of Nibbana. Radiating our goodwill to all beings in all directions. May all beings be free of greed and selfishness. May all beings be free of anger and ill will. May all beings be free of fear and anxiety. May all beings be free of ignorance and delusion. May all beings be kind and gentle, sympathetic and benevolent. May all beings be forgiving and compassionate. May all beings be joyful and rejoice in the success of others. May all beings be peace-loving and calm. May all beings be liberated of all their sufferings. May all beings experience the peace and bliss of Nibbana. And we can draw our practice to a close with a little chant. It means, may all beings be happy. Sabbe, Satta, Sukhita, Hontu, three times, and then Sadhu, three times, which means, well done. Sabbe Satta Sukhita Hontu. Sabbe Satta Sukhita Hontu. Sabbe Satta Sukhita Hontu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.